Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, August 12, 2013, and today we are talking about economic numbers that the government periodically and routinely reports to us, the American people. Primarily today we are talking about GDP, gross domestic product, but other numbers as well. The government, it seems, is dissatisfied with gross domestic product numbers coming out of the 2007 recession, and they decided to do something about that. Do something about it doesn't mean change the system so that there is more growth and more GDP to report. No, doing something about it means changing the way the numbers are calculated. In other words, revising the numbers upward. The government is going to do this going all the way back to 1929. GDP numbers will be revised upward based on this new method of calculating what gross domestic product is. As you know, that just means everything that's made for sale in America. Essentially, government spending goes into calculating gross domestic product as well. But that is the solution, a major revision in the way GDP numbers are calculated, revising the numbers upward. This is the government's way of showing a steady recovery from the 2007 recession. We are going to show that this recovery is well underway, whether it really is or not. This revision upward will also affect other numbers, of course. It will affect the government's monthly jobs report, but to me it calls into question the reliability of future information such as jobs reports, employment numbers, all that stuff. How can we rely on what the government says when we know the numbers are constantly changing? Like, for example, their unemployment numbers. Last month, jobs created in America were far less than that necessary to stay even, and yet the unemployment numbers went down. How in the world can that be? Well, only in Washington, it seems. But that is the way it is. I would like to quote briefly from an article by Dr. Jack Rasmus called Economic Recovery for Statistical Manipulation. Dr. Rasmus says it very well, quoting, "It is ironic somewhat that what we are about to witness with the GDP revisions is a recognition that the economic recovery since 2009 has been a recovery for corporate profits and capital incomes, stock and bond markets, derivatives, and other forms of income from financial speculation, all now at record levels, while weekly earnings for the rest continue to decline for the past 4 years. What the GDP revisions reflect is an attempt to adjust upward GDP to reflect in various ways the gains on financial side of the economy, the gains in income for the few and their corporations." Yes. Weekly earnings for the rest continue to decline. That's what Dr. Rasmus said. If that were all, folks, it would be plenty. But as we say sometimes, there's more. Yes, that's right. It gets worse. I watch the U.S. debt numbers as closely as I can for accuracy's sake, but also to be aware of the deficit and also to know when the debt is approaching the debt ceiling limit. In the early summer this year, the government started to report zero deficit numbers. In other words, the debt stopped growing and we were suddenly not spending more than revenue. I thought, well, that's really strange. Maybe I've been wrong. Maybe $85 billion per month pumped into the economy did not affect the debt. But it seems strange, even by government's numbers and government standards. Still, day by day, the debt stayed exactly the same. For 70 consecutive days, the debt did not move up or down a single dollar. Apparently, as the debt approached the legal debt ceiling limit, the government simply stopped reporting the numbers. Since the mainstream media reported only what the government gave it, nothing reported, nothing said, the media, marching in lockstep with the government, let this unlawful fraud go virtually unnoticed. It is probably then a reality that the actual debt is way past the debt ceiling by a large margin. Who cares, though? Who cares that Congress allows its laws to be violated with impunity and the president will not enforce the law as he is constitutionally required to do so. Not very many care, apparently. My conclusion, among those who care to watch from both sides of the political spectrum, this administration is becoming a laughingstock and has so corrupted its economic reports that nothing can be believed from it anymore. That's the way I see it, folks. Monday, August 12, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.